Welcome to Lesson 16, Audience Clarity. Now that you've experienced the Fix This Next approach, it's probably clear that your primary needs revolve around one of two things: traffic, that is, attracting the right audience, and conversion, that is, converting that audience into buyers. Traffic represents all the people that could come into contact with your offer. But if you go back to our river analogy, not everyone that touches the river wants to cross it. Likewise, not everyone who could potentially be traffic for your offer will be interested in it. Depending on their stage of awareness, they may blow right past it and not even realize they've seen it. Remember, it takes anywhere from 7 to 10 touches or exposures to an offer to even become aware of it, let alone be ready to buy it. So we need a way to filter out the uninterested traffic and encourage the interested traffic to raise their hands as interested leads. Those interested leads in your audience are the folks who are most likely to buy from you. Only a slice of a slice of a slice of the potential traffic that comes to you will actually become buyers. What makes them become buyers? Your marketing messaging. When your messaging is in alignment with their needs and they're ready, willing, and able to buy, you will be the most likely choice so long as they know you exist. That's why you'll see people email multiple times about an offer or use affiliates to help promote their launch, because the more times you hear about it, the more familiar you become with it, the more top of mind it is for you, and the more likely you are to say yes and buy what they're selling. It's an interesting phenomenon called familiarity bias. People are more apt to buy or invest in what they already know or what they think they already know. Creating a sort of pervasiveness with your marketing messaging can help create that sense of familiarity. But what exactly should you be saying? In your audience, the people most likely to become leads are your problem-aware audience. They are the people who know they have an issue, but may not be aware that you have what they need. So we need to help them see you and become part of your world. From there, your solution-aware messaging can help them make the buying decision. People buy solutions to their problems or issues. Remember, even if your offers don't directly solve a problem or a pain point, your customers are looking to fill a need that makes their life better. That's why they're buying in the first place. According to Donald Miller, author of the book Building a Story Brand, there are three kinds of problems that every customer is looking to resolve, whether they realize it or not. The first is the external physical problem. This one they are most likely to be aware of. It's the real world issue: fixing a flat tire, finding great music for their wedding, meeting the love of their life, etc. Then there's the internal problem. This is usually the emotional driver behind their external real world problem. They may or may not be able to immediately articulate this problem, but they'll identify with it when you call it out. For example, many of my incubator clients come to me wanting to grow their business. That's the external problem. They need cash. They want to have an income doing what they love. And the internal problem is often self-doubt. They're not sure they can do it. They're not sure how to do it or if they have what it takes to do it. They may not be able to articulate that when they apply to the program, but invariably at some point when we're working together, they'll tell me, you know, if it weren't for this program, I don't know if I would have been able to do this. Do I have what it takes? Is it really possible? That's a very common internal struggle across a lot of different markets. It's the core question of any reluctant hero. Can they prove to themselves that they have the right stuff? The third type of problem is a philosophical one, which typically takes one of these three guises: achieving a status, like good triumphing over evil, reconnecting with a lost treasure, a person or a thing, in order to achieve completion, or self-actualization. For my clients, it's usually about self-actualization and status. They want to achieve something for themselves that puts them in the spotlight as a leader or champion of their market. So as you look at your offers, what philosophical problem are you solving? Are you helping them achieve status? Lady Gaga's music isn't about solving a pain, but it does solve the problem of belonging. Status, as one of her raving fans, her little monsters as she calls them, brings you into a community of fans that support and encourage one another and feel supported, seen, and encouraged by Gaga through her music. What internal problem are you solving? Are you showing them that they have what it takes? Are you giving them hope when they feel hopeless? And what is the external problem? Are they looking for cool new dance music? Are they wanting to find true love at last? When you identify these three kinds of problems, speak to them directly in your copy. Tell them that you have a hot new dance tune or a way to help them find true love at last. Remember, these folks are problem aware. They already think they know what they're struggling with. So when you call it out, they feel seen and are more apt to listen to you. Whenever possible, use the words that your audience would use. If they say guy when they mean man or girl when they mean woman, it's important for your language to match theirs or to educate them as to why you speak differently. When your language is a match, they feel seen, like you know them and are reading their minds. In fact, they'll often say that when they read your copy. Oh my gosh, get out of my head. It's like you're reading my mind. Now, that doesn't mean you have to lose your own voice entirely. On the contrary, speaking like yourself as much as possible is important for building rapport. Sprinkling in their native language, however, will help you show up on their radar as an insider rather than an outsider. So your assignment is to get clear on the problems your offer solves. Then adjust your sales copy and marketing messaging to call out those issues and how you solve them. In our next lesson, we roll into the fifth cycle of excellence. That's right, we're nearing the halfway point. So it's important that we keep focused on the core values of the business. Not only is this part of the why in your business model, but it also helps shape how your company makes decisions, even if you're just a company of one right now. Your company's core values resonate through everything you do and don't do. Our next lesson takes a closer look, and I will see you there.